Ladies and gentlemen, we have heard the stories of how the Civil War divided houses. Yes, fought for a good cause, but still divided houses. And when I say divided houses, they were black Confederates and white Confederates. I know, because in the Emanuel Cemetery, we have black Confederates who are buried. There were those from the South and the North who supported the Union and those who did not. And so again, divided houses. On this land, even as an African American preacher, I respect and understand that yes, Union troops fought, but also Confederate troops fought. And God is not a respecter of persons, though causes. And so we honor all the blood, all the troops that gave their lives during this time. It is in this very obscure text that David sort of encapsulates what many people feel when it comes to the Civil War. Joy and yet pain. The many good men who died for good or for a good cause. Those who died doing what they thought was in the best interest of the country. Yes, as a supporter of the Union, thank God for the Union. But yes, there were many Confederate soldiers who only fought because they felt that it was good for their homeland. And so, I can imagine like Lincoln, who went to Gettysburg and looked through the fog and saw not just Union soldiers and not just blue uniforms, but also gray uniforms, and wrote those very famous words that we honor, those very, very famous words in his Gettysburg Address that we said is probably one of the best speeches in American history, where he honored all and cherished all sacrifice and believed and wished that none would have to die for the Union.